Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. That was Randy Morris, Looking for a Friend. Beautiful song. Starting out our Wednesday night, I want all of you guys to relax, sit back, and start talking with a friend. You know that we've got an episode here that we've been running through, and tonight took a little bit of technical difficulties for Psychics Gone Wild to get going, but those of you who are here know the chat room is open now, and we're welcoming everyone in. Tonight is our night with the monk Krishna Raj, and we are going to talk to Chris here in just a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Hello, is this? I hope I'm saying it right. Is it Krishna Naraj?
Yeah, my name is Krishna Naraj, yes.
Very good. I'm learning you guys' names. I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm glad you called
Thank
in
you.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you were a very good patient person. We were trying to get everything to go in, and I'm just so glad. I usually am on early, and I could not get it to go, but I kept seeing you in here and going, "I'm coming." I knew it was there. So we're going to start out tonight. Everyone knows who listened to last week with your other fellow, you know, coworker and very gifted individual who came on here and spoke with us about. You know, the facility you guys have there with the One World Academy, you know, and all of you that are turning in, the facility is of young men and women trained in spiritual philosophy. There's almost over, you know, an average of almost 13 years. They have a vision of making a difference to individuals' life and the world at large. They are doing a lot of service there and spiritual work with people. And go ahead and tell them who you are and explain to them how you became a monk, if you don't mind.
Okay, my journey started about 16 years ago, and I was first exposed to these teachings of One World Academy through a seminar, which was like facilitated by the senior faculty member of One World Academy. Her name is Samadarshini, and that seminar opened up a lot of unexplored areas in me. So, like, I got to become aware of many of my suppressed emotional disturbances and release them and be free of them. And there were also some, like, transcendental experiences where I felt like I was connecting to the higher intelligence or the presence in us. And so all these things, like, made me see life in a totally different angle. And then I felt more and more, like, how much difference could these teachings make to life, and how much difference can be made to life by living in awareness of your thoughts and your reactions. And so it brought about this passion in me that I should help others live life consciously, and that's why I dedicated my life to this.
Very phenomenal. Very good. Very gifted here. And I know that you guys help individuals. And last week we did get into some of the conversation of your mission statement. And you have a freedom there, an individuality that, you know, we were teasing, you know, with about India and the lifestyle. Obviously, you guys are helping a lot of individuals.
Yes.
It is a very gifted mission, and I thank you for, you know, not only coming on, you know, Psyche's Gone Wild here to speak to us with it, but also with the spiritual enlightenment. As we've talked about, you know, your spiritual guides, and as working with a lot of individuals through the United States, and obviously you're working with a lot of different countries, also, are you feeling this new energy? Are you feeling how people want to be in the here and now?
I think I'm coming across more and more people who are leading more conscious lives, and I believe there are many factors contributing to it. I believe the internet is one of the factors that is actually like bringing us all together, making the whole world as one and making us conscious about how this world can be a better place. So yes, there is a growing trend towards spirituality.
Very much. And you know, and I love that. I agree very much. And we've all been working at also going into some other work. Everyone's been going through a lot of individual illness and working towards their systematic work. And that's one thing that we have had a lot of other individuals here that I know that we were talking about Reiki. And an individual today was telling me all the different types of Reiki and all the different individuals of healing. And I apologize. You're going to have to enlighten me a little bit on the work there. I do know that you guys do meditations. You do a lot of spiritual working. I had teased, Matthew last week, and I let him know that, you know, I have to have hamburgers. I'm really, and he let me know you guys don't do hamburger in India because of the cattle. I'm like, I love you guys, but I'd have to have some hamburgers somewhere there. So, can you tell me what would be a normal program if I were to come over there and need some assistance with dealing with we have a lot of people who are working with health issues who are trying to heal themselves and their inner child with emotional. What would be a normal day for me there?
Our program basically consists of three components. We have principles, that is insightful teachings that we share with people. These teachings are intended to provoke reflection, and these teachings are not intended to set ideals or force people to live their life according to some values or some concepts. It rather provokes a spirit of inquiry, that people can inquire into their own beliefs and concepts and see if it holds good for them or if it really serves them. That is the purpose of our teaching. We have practices, meditative practices, which kind of help us go deeper inwards, because so much of our life is spent in living, in paying attention to external situations and external problems. We need to train the brain to also pay attention to the inner world, the world of our thoughts and emotions. So these meditations actually like take you inwards. And then we have processes. Processes are guided spiritual journeys. So it's a journey you take into yourself, where you let go of all those beliefs and concepts that like bind you, that stop you from realizing your higher potential, that stop you from connecting with all that is. So we have all these three components in our program.
Very phenomenal. Very excellent. Now, and I love this with the, you know, we a lot of us here in Psyche's Gone Wild have discussed different meditations, and a lot of people, we do it for enlightenment. I personally am a big advocate of working towards chakra and enlightenment, because I've seen such success in Sedona and other areas of individuals opening up to be able to hear their higher guides, higher angels. You know, in the United States, they all tease us because we have such a diverse people that we have so many different, you know, we're like, I want to talk to him. They want to plug into all those guides up there and the angels. And I love what you guys are doing. I very much respect the cause, and I letting all of you new listeners that are just tuning in, you know, we have the monk here, Krishna Raj, and he is basically discussing oneworldacademy.com is how you can find the organization, and it's very phenomenal. You guys have got programs and facilitate with groups and individuals to help not only people become more respected, but also individuals in their life. I can also see, as we're going through some of the work here, you also can feel and know that your individuals are working with you at such a rate, you know, that you guys have such a success. I was hoping, would you let them know a couple of the success stories? I know we've got some people going to the line, but kind of enlighten everybody a little bit, Krishna Raj, on what they basically, you know, you've had people who've went through some, like we had a lady last week that came on, called out of the, off of our people here, and we've got you guys done 773-897-6461 if you'd like to call in and talk to Krishna Raj about, you know, the academy. But she let us know that she had went to the and been enlightened by you and your in organization, and she had been an addict. She was into drugs, and she was into a lifestyle that was very, very much down the wrong road, as we'll say. And you guys had enlightened and helped her.
Okay. Well, the kind of problems we usually come across, or the kind of solutions people come across in our programs, are mostly revolve around healing of relationships, because so much of problems in relationships is created by wrong thinking patterns. And when they come to our programs, they realize how their own thoughts have been holding them captive, and in awareness they develop the choice to let go of it. So one example that I would like to quote is, I was giving this talk in London, and somebody in the room, I actually saw him, like, from the stage, I could see that even while I was speaking, he was, like, he suddenly went deep within himself, he closed his eyes, he kind of went into meditation, and I realized that he was going through some kind of an internal process. And later on, he came and shared with me that he had an argument with one of his best friends 3 weeks ago. And since then, somehow, he could not permit himself to relate to that friend. Like, every time he thought, okay, let me give him a call or let me send him an email, the mind used to come up with this thought saying, well, why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't he care to send you an email or call you? And during the talk, what he realized is, am I prepared to let go of a relationship that lasted like for the last 25 or 30 years, just for the sake of this one thought, which says, you know, I don't care if he doesn't care about me. Do I want my ego to be more important than my relationship in life? And the moment he saw this, it really shook him up. And he straight away sent a text from the room to his friend saying, I want to meet you and I want to set things straight. So these are the kind of stories we usually come across where people like see the importance of love and relationships, the importance of feeling connected. And of course, they also go through some transcendental experiences of connecting with their own higher intelligence or the divinity in them, which brings about a healing of their bodies, minds, and souls. So, variety of experiences, yes.
I love that. I feel that. And I also feel that, you know, as you were talking there in meditation, and my respect off to you, I can feel that. You're a very enlightened creature, an individual, you know, as I am here with my gift and what I do. I very much respect you. You have a pretty strong opinion and a belief that is very good. I mean, what we've had and seen here, those of you who are tuning in to this, is that the Academy is helping people to their core. I mean, you're changing individuals' lifestyles. That is just a phenomenal. Did you know this? I mean, you say you started out very young. Did you know this, that this was all predestined? Did you sense this coming, or did this pretty much the higher power put you in this, you know, in this Academy and working with people? You know what I'm saying? Did you have a sense
yeah.
this was going to happen?
Well, I think when I was very young, I was in some ways attracted to kind of making a difference to the world or serving people. Like, I had this in my mind that whatever I do later in life, there should be an element of contribution in it. But I didn't sense this coming, like I would be contributing in this way. So I think I was like divinely led or guided to take up this.
I find this phenomenal. I also am very impressed, as you said, you know, that you have set up there, and I've had different individuals since last week contacting me. We're sending everybody, you know, over to the academy.com site. And what we really love about this is you guys have individuals that you've helped all over the world. I mean, like you were just saying, they're London, and I really feel that there's some parts here of the work that you guys are doing that really impressed me. And I apologize as we're talking. I'm looking for the mission statement, because you guys have a phenomenal mission statement. You know, it's like you are pretty much working and individualizing a lot of help and stating that you're out there for individuals to help each and every person that you, you know, come into contact pretty much.
Yes.
I find that, I love that, it just amazes me. I know that we had talked about, here we go, the vision statement is, there is the passion that drives us to create conflict-free, conscious, and compassionate individuals who would participate in creating a happier world. Our vision will be a driving force.
Here
we go. Thank you.
Thank you. but you aren't coming home. Thank you.